Now, you know, everyone who works in food has their go-to people when they need a question answered. The books that get thumbed again and again. Well, some of my most thumbed volumes have been written by Mediterranean expert Paula Wolford. So when I heard rumors that Paula was writing a book on the oldest continuously used cookware on the planet, I was there. Paula's book is Mediterranean Clay Pot Cooking, Traditional and Modern Recipes to Savor and Share. Paula, it's good to have you here.
Well, thank you.
What is the draw of clay for you?
Well, first you have to understand that it's a different method of cooking. And the flavor of food that's cooked in clay is sweeter. It takes away bitterness. I mean, there's so many attributes to cooking in clay, and it's the oldest method of cooking, and it would have stayed as the center, except that metal came along, and that became the idea of the rich, and the rich could afford it, and they don't break, so that mm-hmm. became another aspect. Mm-hmm. But the draw of the pot is the recapturing of true flavor, and that's very much of what is today. The locavores, you know, everybody's talking about organic vegetables and fresh food. Well, clay fits right in there.
You know, the thing I wonder when you think about just the way you have to cook in clay, you point out that you must cook slowly.
Well, yes, that's true. And it improves flavor because you're stacking and you're slowly extrapolating all the tastes, and yet the things are holding themselves together because it's not fast cooking. It's not being crushed. And also, you know, there's less fat. You know, Lynn, correct my Italian on this, but do you know there's an Italian saying, and I'm going to say it in Italian, but you correct me after.
All right, sure.
La salute e nella cotta. Health is in terracotta pot.
Yes.
So it you know, it's good for you.
But now, talking about good for you, though, whenever you mention cooking in clay, I think the first thing that comes to our minds is lead and possibility of lead glazes. What do we have to know about that?
You have to know a lot, but it's down to two words: lead check.
Lead
which
check?
You can buy at Amazon, or you can buy it in any of those hardware stores, and it's a little pencil, and it's only for glazed pots. Anything that's unglazed doesn't have lead. Secondly, anything that says for food use, it's put out by the USDA, the pots that come from abroad,
right,
have been checked. For lead.
Okay. So, Paula, give us some idea of what kinds of foods lend themselves to being cooked in clay.
Well, the most famous is beans. I mean, beans turn sweet. Meat turns sweet. But when I say sweet, I don't mean sugar sweet. I mean they're no longer bitter, or there's nothing harsh. Something happens to food when it's cooked in clay. I like to use the word coddling. In fact, my moment of revelation when I realized that cooking in clay was really different and really important and really wonderful to tell people about was when I just fried an egg. I did it side by side with my trusty metal omelet pan.
Right.
I put some eggs in my fry pan, and I put some eggs in a clay skillet. The difference was amazing. Within 2 minutes, the white of the egg in the metal pan spread out, made a little frizzle. It was nice. It's just like what you get in a diner.
Uh-huh.
And then in that other pan, the clay pan, the white swelled up and became almost bosomy, if you could imagine. And there was the yolk, runny and delicious and tender. There was a taste of truth in the egg. And I think it's the flavor of the clay. It's unique.
Paula, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, and thank you so much for having me.
Paula Wolford's book is Mediterranean Clay Pot Cooking, Traditional and Modern Recipes to Savor and Share. She has got a short rib recipe that is excellent the second day. So you can find stufado with beef and caramelized onions right on the website, splendidtable.org.